Hello, Fire and Water fans. I'm Ryan Daly, and you are listening to the second part of When I'm in Charge, the occasional installment of FW Presents, in which I share all of the brilliant ideas I have for DC Comics or, in the future, other entertainment properties that I will unleash on the world when the glorious day comes when I'm in charge. Whew, that was one long-ass sentence. On the last episode of When I'm in Charge, which was the first episode of When I'm in Charge, I talked about Action Comics and Detective Comics, the titles that ushered Superman and Batman onto the world and became the backbone of DC Comics, if not the entire industry, at least for a couple of decades. I discussed my desire to bring those two titles back to their anthology roots, so each book would have a lead story starring Superman and Batman, respectively, plus two backup strips with rotating content. This time, I'm going to apply that same format to two more books. First, Sensation Comics. And you know who the lead feature of Sensation Comics is going to be, the star of the big screen and so far critically praised feature film, Wonder Woman. I mean, who did you think it was going to be, Wildcat? Like Action and Detective before, when I'm in charge, Sensation Comics will have three features. The lead feature, the A story at 17 pages, will star Wonder Woman. But these are not just any Wonder Woman stories. You won't see her fighting Nazis or Minotaurs unless there is a specific thematic point to it. And that theme is feminism. These stories will be political and intentionally provocative. Wonder Woman will have her own self-titled monthly book. That is where you can find her being a superhero. In Sensation Comics, she's a feminist superhero. When I'm in charge, Sensation Comics will be the social justice warrior comic, and it will wear that title like the badge of honor I think it is. Seriously, if someone wanted to mock progressive liberals, calling them social justice warriors was about the dumbest name to make up. Think about it. Social? Justice? Warrior? Which of those words, in any combination, sounds like a criticism? And if it does to you, I'm sorry, but that says a lot more about you than the person you're trying to attack. Anyway, that ideal will hold for all of the stories in Sensation Comics. It is a home for women and minority characters pushing an agenda. So, the B story, with 12 pages every month, I'm still trying to decide. I know the theme I want to tackle, but I don't know the character yet. The big idea of this feature is transgender or gender fluidity. There are two established characters I might use to explore this idea. The first one is Black Orchid. Now, I have read her early appearances in Adventure Comics and Phantom Stranger, but I haven't read arguably her most seminal work, the miniseries by Neil Gaiman, or the series that followed after that. I might need to read that and find out if I have an entirely different idea for the character of Black Orchid. The other candidate for the B story is the pulp detective Dr. Occult and his maybe sister Rose Psychic. There's already a bit of a precedent with them being two identities sharing the same body, one at a time, but I might take that even further. However, if in the development stage it feels like either of these characters is being pulled too far away from their core concept, then screw it. Make up a new character or find somebody else that works for the transgender theme. But somehow that will be the B story. The C story, and again, this feature rotates every one, two, or maybe three issues. These are 9-page backup strips starring strong female characters. One of the characters to star in the C story is Vixen, DC's best and most prominent black female character after Amanda Waller. I still can't understand why the superhero girls toy line went with Bumblebee when they have Vixen. She was the first black member of the Justice League of America. She's got a cartoon on CW Seed. She's on Legends of Tomorrow. Put her front and center. Or, well, for my purposes, third billing on an anthology book. But, well, anyway. One of the other regular features in the C story is Dr. Light, and I am not talking about the one from Identity Crisis. Hey, I love the costume design, the power set, and the name Dr. Light, but the man that it's associated with, at this point, I think is just broken beyond repair. So let's play with Kimio Hoshi. I actually picked her for a different reason. I wanted something more than just another female hero. I wanted to explore other racial and cultural issues besides just black and white. When looking for a Japanese character, the obvious choice would have been Kitana. But that's why I didn't choose her, because of how obvious she is. Get it? She's Japanese! Check out her samurai sword! Yay! You know what you don't see enough of in comics? female superhero scientists. That's what Dr. Light is, and that's what she brings to the table that Katana doesn't, that Wonder Woman doesn't, that Vixen, Zatanna, or Black Canary don't. Kimio is a scientific genius. She's as smart as the atom, and we need to see that. Young girls and boys need to see that. The third rotating feature in the C group is Lois Lane. Not Superwoman, just Lois Lane, award-winning journalist for the Daily Planet. These stories would be short little vignettes using the framework of her newspaper column to comment on actual issues facing society. In one chapter, Lois goes to a veterans hospital. In another, she investigates a child sex ring. This is the ripped from the headlines feature, all centered around the woman who writes the headlines. So that is Sensation Comics, the super social justice warrior periodical that DC Comics will publish when I'm in charge. Let's move on to Adventure Comics. This was a hard one. I almost didn't want to do this one because I knew Rob Kelly would hate me for this. I mean, the big four superlative anthology books, Action Comics, Detective Comics, Sensation Comics, and Adventure Comics. It would make so much sense to have them anchored by Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman. It's the original Super Friends right there, and those are my favorite DC heroes. So Aquaman should be the lead feature of Adventure Comics, right? Well, no, and this is going to hurt Rob Kelly twofold. When I'm in charge, the A story in Adventure will be 17 pages of Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes. As with the other anthology titles, the Legion in my world will have its own regular monthly book. That book, however, will cast the Legionnaires as slightly older, more experienced, and more sprawling in their numbers. Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes, on the other hand, will star the Boy of Steel and his friends from the 30th century when they're kids, like 12 years old or early teenagers. And a smaller cast, too. Superboy and 3 or 7 of the first members of the Legion. That's the A story. The B story in every issue is a group that I saw a lot of people tell me should have been in Action Comics last time. The B story is dedicated to the Challengers of the Unknown, the proto-Fantastic Four living on borrowed time for 12 pages every month, at least. Whatever crazy adventure the Challengers embark on, be it ghosts or alien dinosaurs or ghost dinosaurs, they should be fast-paced and wrapped up in 2 or 3 issues. Then we've got the C story, and like the others, it's 3 features rotating every couple of issues. In this case, I went with characters who embody the spirit of the word adventure, and also characters with diverse settings and styles. Thus, on a rotating basis, Adventure Comics will see 9-page stories about Adam Strange, Etrigan the Demon, and the Warlord. Adam Strange for interstellar archaeology adventures, Indiana Jones with a jetpack and laser pistol sort of thing, the Demon for supernatural action, which could be set in either medieval times or today or really any time in between, and Warlord really just to appease Professor Allen and Darren and Ruth Sutherland. That is Adventure Comics, and no Aquaman there. That doesn't feel right. I love Aquaman. Surely I can find a place for him among these. Hey, that's it. When I'm in charge, I'm bringing back more fun comics. Sure, it's been 70 years since the book was published. Who cares? Okay, more fun comics will be slightly different than the other anthology titles I've already gone over. It, too, will include 38 story pages. But the 3 main features will appear in every issue, and they will each be 12 pages in length. Those 3 features are Aquaman, Green Arrow, and Dr. Fate, all staples of More Fun Comics back in the 40s, all debuted there, in fact. Yes, every issue will have a 12-page story about Aquaman, a 12-page story about Green Arrow, and a 12-page story about Dr. Fate. That adds up to 36 story pages. I'll get to the other 2 pages available later. The cover to More Fun will rotate every issue. One month Aquaman will be on the cover, the next month Green Arrow, the next Dr. Fate, then Aquaman again, and so on. The Aquaman stories will lean into crazy undersea shenanigans. Less Atlantis stuff, less heavy as the head stuff. There, Rob, does that make you happy? The Green Arrow stories would be more lighthearted Robin Hood-esque adventures. Not so much the urban hunter that Mike Grell reimagined the character as in the 1980s. And Dr. Fate... he's just using his sorcery to keep the world safe from evil. Kind of basic stuff. The last 2 pages of every issue, It's more fun, so maybe something in the humor mold. Maybe a funny animal story, maybe Amazing Man, whatever works. So that's what I will do with Sensation Comics, Adventure Comics, and More Fun Comics when I'm in charge. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Fire and Water Presents. If you did, please like and/or favorite on your various social media platforms. Please leave a comment on the Fire and Water website and let me know what you think about my plans. Do you have different ideas for these books? I am sure you do because you told me about it last time. And speaking of that, next episode, whenever I get to it, will probably be listener feedback for these first two editions. I'd really like to keep these episodes on the short end, so I'll do feedback separately from time to time. Until then, thanks for listening.